And the puck is floated all the way down. This will be a whistle and a stoppage with 4.1 remaining. Now, I'll tell you something. I got to tip my cap to the coaching staff, too, for getting this team prepared. It seems recently when we suffered a loss to a good team, they somehow learned something from it, come back, don't make the same mistake, but they get confidence rather early, and when they grab a lead, hey, they realize they have a chance to win. That's been fun. Here's Colangelo's shot, net deflected wide. Darnell Nurse after it. Guess what? The Anaheim Ducks 6, the Edmonton Oilers 2, and they come out. Mob Anaheim goaltender Lukáš Dostal.
Yeah, the good guys on top here at Rogers Place, just from Lukáš Dostal on out. Tremendous effort. The decor, all 6. The forward, all 12, just playing solid hockey lines 1 through 4, coming into tonight's game with a solid game plan. And the thing that I probably admire most about this effort here is they weren't fazed by the fast start from the Edmonton Oilers. They really just stuck to their game. They continued to back check and play a detail-oriented game that really kept a lot of the scoring opportunities for the Edmonton Oilers to the outside. Yes, minus the blazing effort there on their second goal by McDavid, who just burned everyone. Besides that first goal they scored, it was a brilliant passing play on a near side finish. Besides those two plays, I mean, just a solid defensive effort. Drew Helison and others, sticks in the lane, deflecting him into the upper netting. A lot of the chances for it, just it wasn't the same Edmonton Oilers team that we saw the first 6-7 minutes of tonight's game. So testament to this Ducks team, and it should feel like for them, if they beat this Edmonton Oilers team at this point of the season, they could beat anyone.
That's right. Hopefully they can get 2 points in Vancouver in about 24 hours. I want to thank Jerry here for all of his work up in the booth. All the folks back at Skyview, our people in office tonight. I'll say hello to Alexis Downey. Good work from there. And, of course, our color analyst Emerson Edom here right on top of things. Again, the final 6-2 Anaheim. We have a plane to catch, so I'm going to give Emerson and Alexis some valuable time here talking about good things. Ducks 6, Oilers 2. Thanks for listening, and we'll join you tomorrow night. Ducks and Canucks from BC right here on Duckstream. It's always powered by TuneIn.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are always looking for ways to help our community. That's why we have teams of helpful guys and gals in blue lending a hand all around SoCal, ready to provide random acts of helpfulness. And that's not the only place your SoCal Honda dealers are helpful. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with a great deal. To find out more, click SoCalHondaDealers.com or search your local Honda dealer today.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brouse, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Thank you. Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks took down the Edmonton Oilers on the road tonight, 6-2. Your Anaheim Ducks coming away with a relentless effort and quite a response from their last time out. Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey. We're also joined by Emerson Needham, who is in Edmonton wrapping up this game. Emmer, like you said, truly a great response from this team from last game. They played with heart. They had great defensive structure and they looked connected, putting up a lot of goals as well. What were some of your takeaways initially from this one?
Yeah, that's a great point, AD. The word and the phrase that you just mentioned there, connected, the connectivity between this group tonight, it's just phenomenal. When you think about that delay there by Cutter Gauthier on the near side on the entry before Mason McTavish snapped it home there from deep. I mean, that's a play that comes to mind. If you look at that entry before Killorn's goal on the breakaway, that play comes to mind. And it's a lot in a sense of how this Edmonton Oilers team plays in the offensive zone. Everyone knows where one another is. They seem to find the dead spots. They're available. And even the play didn't amount to anything, but Trevor Zegras there, the last few minutes remaining, hanging out behind the play. Turnover occurs. Puck goes right to them. And once again, nothing comes to fruition off the play, but just heads-up hockey, getting into the right place, right time. The overall communication was there. The support was there. Nothing really fazed them. As I just mentioned, after the final buzzer, I turned to Steve. Look, not a whole lot fazed this Ducks team here tonight. They got to continue this confidence. This is a huge confidence-building win here. Hopefully they can take it to Vancouver tonight or tomorrow night.
And they easily could have been phased, because if you looked at the way this game started, a little bit rough for the Ducks. However, Edmonton just getting their chance on the power play, that early goal, Leon Draisaitl. We know how well he plays against this Ducks team. Well, they were able to get on the board first. However, they did change that as the first period went along, and it was Leo Carlson, the first goal scorer for Anaheim in this one.
To the right of their goal, and then a shot fired wide by Killorn, who was open in front.
And look what that created, right? That hit from Trevor Zegras created a loose puck, and here come the Ducks again.
Oh, a shot, and they score on a shot in front of the net. A rare scoring opportunity for Anaheim in the first, and it was Leo Carlson who snapped it by the Edmonton goaltender Pickard, and the Ducks are right back in the game. We're tied at 1-1.
That goal was all about hard work. It was a great 50-50 puck battle. One, and that winner was Alex Killorn. He chips it to Leo Carlson, who was right in the right place there on the far side. He picks that near side shelf Wow, that was a great goal. It was a game-tying goal. What a shot from Leo Carlson.
And an important one as well, Emmer. I mean, you looked at that first 10 minutes of the game. It felt like it was all Edmonton. The Ducks weren't even able to get their second shot on goal until about halfway through the period. And then Carlson just continues to have the great hockey that he's been playing.
Yeah, AD, you and I talked about it in the pregame show, just that balance of who's going to carry the puck more between Leo Carlson and Trevor Zegras, this being the first game back from Trevor Zegras' suspension there. And look, it was a shared responsibility. I think it was 50-50. It just seems like both had the puck in the right moments of time. And as we just saw, the compete level at a whole nother level from Alex Killorn out of the corner, a beautiful feed there, and it was just a pinpoint shot from Leo Carlson.
Tying up the game as well, 1-1, and after that, the first period was all Anaheim. Mason McTavish, the next goal scorer, 13:37 into the first.
Puck moved in left wing, McTavish in, scores! Mason McTavish ripped a wrist shot coming to the circle right of the goaltender Pickard and just slammed it by him, the left side of the net, and the Anaheim Ducks are on top. It's a 2-1 lead for them.
In particular, you really liked the drop pass that Cutter Gauthier had to McTavish leading up to that goal.
Yeah, on the near side, it was just beautiful, and we saw Drysdale in their play, right? It was on their first goal, just a simple pull-up there on the far side. Good things happen when you pull up. That's what Drysdale does each and every time. That's why he's got just such quality production as far as numbers are concerned, just those high percentages plays each entry. And I tell you what, that was a high percentage play. I've seen a lot more delays here this last stretch as this Ducks team has elevated their game this past 10 games or so. High percentage plays like that have been happening more.
And that third line would go on to have quite the period, starting with that McTavish goal. Next up, Sam Colangelo getting the next goal for the Ducks. 3-1 game, 18:26 into the first.
Leo Carlson with the follow-up, tying this one. And Mason McTavish, his 15th, assisted by Jackson Lacombe and Cutter Gauthier. More good news.
And now the Ducks score again to make it a 3-1 hockey game with 1:34 to go. And guess who got it? Young man just up from San Diego recently, Colangelo. We're going to get a look at the replay here as the puck went to the point and it bounced off a Ducks player's leg, off an Oilers player's leg, and in behind Pickard. And the Ducks have their third goal of the game.
And Emerson, like Colangelo shared with you and Steve, he was just lucky enough to get his stick on it. You could tell he was really happy to get that one.
Nothing bad can happen when you just do whatever it takes to toss that biscuit on the net. That's exactly what Sam Colangelo did. He just wasted no time, zero hesitation, threw it on net. And once again, good things happen when you do that. The sneakier the shot, oftentimes the more it could throw off the goalie. And that's exactly what happened.
Definitely a good game from Sam Colangelo. What'd you see from him?
I just saw a ton of speed, a ton of confidence. And once again, the entries by the Anaheim Ducks, they were not forced. They took all the time and space that was given to them. And Sam Colangelo, he just had a couple of great entries, some solid passes. And there's a play behind the goal line there with the final minutes remaining where he was just looking for that direct pass. He wasn't just hoping or making any hope plays and, throwing blind passes with no addresses. He was just methodically looking at the play, keeping possession of the puck till that highest percentage play played out. And he's playing with such just great confidence. And it really helps having line mates of Mason McTavish and Cutter Gauthier playing the way they have been. And he's just complimented him greatly.
Yeah, you can see the energy feeding off all three of them, and that's what continued in the first period. It was McTavish's second of the night, 12 seconds after that Colangelo goal.
It's still early, but Ducks have come to play here. Shot! Score! The Ducks get another one here in front of the net. Was that who I think it was? Number 23, Mason McTavish, who we both had a conversation before the game and said, you know what? Number 23 is going to have a great game today, and he's well on his way to that. It's a 4-1 lead for the Anaheim Ducks, I believe.
Go Gotta love Steve's laugh at the end there. But 4-1 for the Ducks after the first. What a way to end that first period.
Yeah, that call was all time right there. And, yeah, just the fast times, the fun times just kept rolling. Once this Ducks team, once you saw the first couple going, it just, you knew it was going to be that ketchup bottle type of night, AD, just when it just starts flowing out. It was so fun to watch.
I know we got to go get our glass bottles right now. I'll check on them on the studio tomorrow for us. Hopefully we can bring that kind of luck into tomorrow's game. But a couple more goals to get to, and then we'll break down the rest of this game and let Emerson get on his way to the plane. The next one in the next second period, making it a 5-1 game. It's Ryan Strome, 13-22 into the second.
Up the wall, and the puck comes to Ryan Strome, joined by Lacombe. Vetrano to Lacombe in deep centers, and score! What a passing play! And Ryan Strome finishes it off, and they score with 6:38 to go in the second, and increase their lead here to 5-1.
Well, I just said it. If the Anaheim Ducks can get that fifth goal, it would be the dagger, and a dagger it was in such beautiful fashion. A unbelievable entry. It's Frank Vetrano getting squeezed off, so he goes north with it to a streaking Jackson Lacombe, who corrals it and hooks that pass 10 foot to the net front. Ryan Strome right there to put it home. The good guys now lead by 4.
That was Jackson Lacombe's third point of the night, giving Strummer that pass over. Just a really nice play there, and good, again, connectivity between the lines.
Yeah, as you just said, it just a great entry. We've been talking about the entries all post-game long here, and just yet another one. It's just a great movement of the puck north there. Frank Vetrano feels himself getting squeezed off. Great speed by Jackson Lacombe joining the rush, and just waiting for that Oiler defenseman to open up the triangle. He slides it right under the stick to Ryan Strome, and that's not an easy angle to put that one home, and he did it in a great fashion.
5-1 after two periods of play. The Ducks had one more left in them, and it was Alex Killorn on a breakaway. Nice pass from Trevor Zegras, 3:54 into the third.
John Klingberg, little backhand shot go along the goal line, steered away easily by Dostal. Here's a break for Anaheim. In shoot, scores! A goal for Alex Killorn. 3 minutes, 56 seconds into the third. Would you believe the Anaheim Ducks have a 6-1 lead on the Edmonton Oilers?
You better believe it, Steven. How about that pass on the entry from Trevor Zegras? Solid 50-foot pass from near side to far side. That springs Alex Killorn on a breakaway. A little stutter fake, and he goes right over the right pad of Stuart Skinner. Puts it just about a foot over the ice on the near side. A perfectly placed shot for the sixth Ducks goal. Wow.
Trevor Zegras' first game back following the suspension, and we knew that he is a difference maker on the ice. What a great play from him to find Killer there.
Yeah, it's interesting. They give Leo Carlson the first assist and the second. So that's the interesting one. And also unassisted on Leo Carlson's the first Ducks goal of the game. So I find both of those quite interesting from a scoring dynamic. But, hey, it is what it is, and the good guys won. That's all that counts. But what a beautiful entry. There's, what, out of all the Ducks' goals here, I mean, half of them coming off entries, mm-hmm. if not more. So they were, as you said, the connectivity was there. Everyone was on the same page.
One of the things, Emerson, that you mentioned during the broadcast was how all five of the Ducks' goals, or all six of the Ducks' goals, rather, in this game were even strength. They were not, you know, they weren't on the man advantage, whereas flip side of that, Edmonton gets both of their goals on the power play. What does that say about the way the Ducks have been playing in their 5-on-5?
Well, it shows that where could this Ducks team be? They're already playing well if they had the special teams on lock, right? So
yeah.
It helps teams like Edmonton keep pressing at the top of the Western Conference, and just, you know, what would be the case if this Ducks team had just a better power play. I mean, you would think that this team would probably be in a wild card position if it wasn't for the struggles of the power play. So just look, everything else is flowing nicely. And that's not to say that they can't make improvements in multiple different categories, but the one at the top of the list is that special team. So do they stick with Z there at the point of the first unit? Do they go back with Lacombe, who's currently quarterback in the second unit? So it remains to be seen how it all plays out. But, hey, as long as they're carrying the load even strength, hey, I guess that's all that matters.
One of your keys to the game, just score in every way. And, you know, the Ducks able to put not too many pucks on net when you look at it in the end, 26 shots on goal, but obviously able to score in a lot of different ways here tonight.
Yeah, the Edmonton Oilers, you got a hunch that they're going to be pressing even further for some just more consistent net minding, right? It seems like they have mm-hmm. all the rest of the pieces of the puzzle in place, but that goaltending position. So remains to be seen.
A big night for Lukáš Dostál in the net. On the flip side of that, making a lot of important saves late in the game for the Ducks. Emerson, one more before I let you go. So this team is on a back-to-back. They have to go to Vancouver now. And we know what that game looked like last time out. It wasn't that long ago that this team just saw the Canucks. But how do you follow up a game like tonight into tomorrow against another very talented team?
Well, everything comes through Quinn Hughes. And, he had a couple looks. But one of the best things about that last game, the big-time win a couple games ago versus the Vancouver Canucks, was their ability to play aggressive hockey against Quinn Hughes, not give him a whole lot of gap. Yeah, he had a couple of solid moves there at the point, but for the most part it was in your face, taking the gap away from him. So they got to do that. But one thing that they did really solid in the game here tonight was simplifying things, putting it in a corner, getting after it, well-placed chips and dumps. So they kept it away from the goalie lots. That's the most they've probably seen all year long. That was a help in not helping the Edmonton Oilers' quick exits out. So they got to continue to put the puck in the corner in tomorrow night's game versus Vancouver and continue to be physical, go right at them, give them no time and space.
Thank you, Emmer, for joining us here on the post-game show. Safe travels over to Vancouver. We're looking forward to that one tomorrow night.
Thanks, AD. Yeah, looking forward to it as well. And hopefully we can snag another 2 points.
That is the hope for this Ducks team, and looking good after this win here tonight in Edmonton. 6-2, the final at Rogers Place. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we return, we'll have more coverage of this game here tonight right here on the post-game show on DuckStream.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are always looking for ways to help our community. That's why we have teams of helpful guys and gals in blue lending a hand all around SoCal, ready to provide random acts of helpfulness. And that's not the only place your SoCal Honda dealers are helpful. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with a great deal. To find out more, click SoCalHondaDealers.com or search your local Honda dealer today.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Burke here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Burke and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune into NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Schock, and Evan Bates. Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brown, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Welcome back in to the post-game show, bringing you coverage of this Ducks win on the road tonight, kicking off a back-to-back in Canada. Tonight and tomorrow, beginning with this 6-2 win over the Edmonton Oilers, a great way to start this quick trip. Tomorrow, as we mentioned, Emerson and I talking about that game tomorrow against Vancouver, a team that the Ducks just saw had that exciting multi-goal comeback victory last Thursday at Honda Center. But obviously, a lot to unpack from this game here tonight, and a lot of good to unpack, talking about the 5-on-5 goals that the Ducks were able to get, hoping to see the special teams get a little bit more improved. Still, we keep talking about that. As Emerson was saying, where would this team be if special teams was up to par with what 5-on-5 looked like? And talking a little bit more about the special teams, Trevor Zegras coming back in the lineup here tonight following his 3-game suspension. He was eager to be back with this team. Yesterday during practice, you could see he was excited to be back skating with Carlson and Killorn. He looked ready to go in this game here tonight. And with that, he was back on the first unit of the power play. So initially, Jackson Lacombe was there without Zegras in the lineup. Lacombe moves back to that second unit on the power play. Curious to see if they end up switching anything up on that end with the lack of goals on that end recently. However, you know, there was that game recently, the 2 power play goals in Buffalo, but overall still got to get more from special teams. And when you're going down on the penalty kill against Edmonton, you know who's going to be shooting the puck, and it was Draisaitl and McDavid, the goal scorers for them tonight. McDavid's 700th career NHL game. I was taking a look at some of his stats from his career. Obviously very impressive, but 7 of his 10 seasons have been 100 or more points. Just truly amazing. And obviously his 10th season underway still. So plenty of credit to him, but more of the credit is going to go towards the Anaheim Ducks here tonight, because there was quite an evening for a number of guys, including Jackson Lacombe, a 3-point night plus 5 on the ice. He looked incredible. His deep pairing partner, Radko Gudas, also a plus 5 on that end. Cutter Gauthier, 3-point night as well. Both Jackson and Cutter, their first 3-point NHL games. Congrats to them. Very young in their careers and getting 3 points. Awesome to see, especially in a game like tonight. So I want to get over to the text line now because we have a few messages here talking about this game here tonight. Daniel from Corona, ketchup, baby. Oh, yes. Love to see those floodgates open for the good guys. And another gem from the Dost wall. Let's get some sleep and grab another road dub tomorrow. Quack, quack, quack. Yes. What a exciting win here tonight. And a big night, as you mentioned, for Lukáš Dostál. He went 32 for 34 in the net tonight as the Oilers finished with 34 shots on goal. The majority of their shots coming in that final period. They had 14 shots on goal in the final frame. The Ducks only 9. So you look at that end. They haven't necessarily, when you look at their shots on goal, there hasn't been anything impressive as of late. But, you know, when you're putting up 6 goals on 27 shots, 21 for 27 in the net for the combined Edmonton goaltenders here tonight. Not the best on that end, but we know that Edmonton has had their struggles with goaltending, and Be curious to see if anything changes on that end as they look ahead to the postseason. But yes, Lukáš Dostal, huge late in the game, making some big saves. And you look at the goals that were given up. I mean, Draisaitl all alone, near side, just open net for that power play goal. Then you look at the McDavid goal, classic McDavid coming in the zone, going right around Dumoulin, right around Dostal. So two goals that you kind of have to shake off because, yeah, that's what you get when you get the Oilers. But that being said, still big night for him. Hats off to Dostal. This team, you know, they wouldn't be here without the goaltending that they've had this season. They have been so lucky to have such a solid tandem in Dostal and Gibson, and we hope that that continues into tomorrow night's game with John Gibson likely getting the start in net, being it a back-to-back. Let's get to a couple more messages here. Orange Country overpowered Oil Country tonight. I like that. This is the Ducks youth coming out party. A tough first 10 minutes, but the Ducks stayed poised. Trevor Zegras made an instant impact in his return, and the team controlled the puck well, keeping their foot on the gas all game. All four lines defended well and had very few turnovers compared to the last game. Yes. Oh, two fun facts from Red here tonight. The Ducks have the same amount of wins, 27, as last year. Yes, I was just looking at that. And number two, the Ducks are 11-1-2 when Trevor Zegras scores a point. Well, that just tells you the impact that Z has on this lineup and just the energy that he brings to the locker room. It's infectious and a bit infectious on the ice, clearly, with that record, especially when he's getting on the score sheet. But yeah, let's talk about the first 10 minutes of this game. A little worrisome. The Ducks are a little sleepy early in the game. It felt like they were stuck in their own zone, and Edmonton really just playing that fast break hockey, controlling the puck, pressuring hard early. Anaheim only getting one shot on goal through 10 minutes into the game. Granted, there was that penalty kill that they had, but not a great start. Things just completely turned around, starting with that Leo Carlson goal. And from then on, it wasn't overall the prettiest game, as Emerson alluded to a couple things that the team is going to need to fix into tomorrow night's game and knowing the style of play that Vancouver has. But overall, great effort up and down the lineup. You saw that defensive structure tonight. The back checking was there when Edmonton got their chances. And they weren't giving them too many grade A opportunities. There was a couple a little bit later in the game, that third period in particular, but that's when Dostal came up huge for this team. And to Red's point here, the team keeping the foot on the gas. That is something I mentioned against the Canucks just the other night in the postgame show. You kept seeing that they kept coming. They kept using their breakouts, you know, using their speed, getting up on the play. And I was very happy to see the Ducks continue that through the very end of this game. They kept their game plan. They played simple. And that's ultimately what helped them win this game. I think that truly the Ducks stunned the Oilers here tonight. And it was exciting to watch. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't love watching this game as an Anaheim Ducks fan. You know, besides when they got the Oilers got their power play chances. But overall, you got to be really thrilled with the way Anaheim rallied after that last really disappointing, unacceptable loss to the Chicago Blackhawks. Didn't forget about that one, but at the same time, turned the page, looked ahead to this game here tonight, executed their game plan. And to Emerson's point, the leadership in the locker room, hats off to them to getting this group recentered, ready for this very important two games that they have on the road here. So great game from the Anaheim Ducks overall. Still a couple things, you know, to improve. But one last thing I want to get to from Red's text here before I send it back to break. The Ducks getting the same amount of wins as last year. You look at the record that Anaheim finished with last season, 27 wins. That's all they had last year. Well, they got their 27th win here tonight. They are over 500 as well, and they now have 61 points. Unfortunately, the Calgary Flames also won, so they're still holding that second wild card spot. It's still 6 points out, but good on the Ducks to get these 2 points here tonight and end it in regulation and end it well. That was an important part. But as Ryan Strome just shared yesterday, it's not about how they're winning the games. It's a matter of getting those points. So that's what they were able to do here tonight. All right, let's take a timeout. And when we return, we'll keep talking about this Ducks win on the road and get to a couple more messages on our text line.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think Marcus overreacting to this,
music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove Station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
Sun comes up. Pete Scarrett, from the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Come on. Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
All right, and we're back with the post-game show talking about this Ducks win over the Edmonton Oilers. The Ducks improved to 27-26-7 on their season, 13-13-5 on the road. And they also snapped a four-game skid when playing at Rogers Place. That's a hard arena to play in, and the Ducks came out and silenced that arena tonight. Let's get into a couple of the stats from this game. I mentioned four goals from the Anaheim Ducks in the first period. The last time the Ducks had four goals in the first period was December 27th, 2023, in their 5-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights. So it's been a while since they've come out with that many goals in the first period. Also noted how Jackson Lacombe had his first three-point NHL game. Well, I mentioned it on the broadcast, but want to make sure I share this as well. He extended his point streak to six games now and became the first Ducks defenseman to post a run of that length since Chris Pronger did in the 2008-2009 season. That was a long time ago. And for Jackson Lacombe, things are looking very bright in his future. Really exciting evening for the young defenseman, the way he looked out there. He's just been looking so confident. You see it in just the way he carries himself on the ice. Such a smart player, and the ceiling is so high for him. But overall, talking about all four lines tonight for the Ducks on the other side of that, really good contributions up and down the lineup. The guys were working hard in this game. They were forechecking. They were winning their board battles early, especially in that first period, using their breakouts. We talked about how a couple of these goals for the Ducks tonight came off the breakout, or rather came off the entry. So good entries from the Ducks in this game too. And that was an important part of helping them get to this victory here tonight. A couple other stats I wanted to share with you. Ducks only 27 shots on goal, Edmonton 34. Anaheim's best shot on goal period was that first period, 11 of them in the first. And the shots on goal leader for Anaheim tonight was Frank Vetrano. He had 4. So we saw him take that late block shot in the back. That had to sting, but he's a tough guy. He'll be ready to go for tomorrow. Alex Killorn finished with 3 shots on goal as well, and same with Cutter Gauthier. So good to see a lot of different players getting shots on goal here tonight. It's also registering that Lukáš Dostál had a shot on goal. So I might have missed that, but yes, that one might have come in the end. So part of that 27 shots on goal for the Ducks. A couple other stats. As I mentioned, 43.9 in the faceoff circle, 0-for-2 on the power play on that end. 21 hits. There was a big hit. Radko Gudas in the corner on Zach Hyman, kind of shaking him up late in the game. But that's what you get when you're getting hit by the Butcher. He is a tough guy out there. We know that. And it was a very clean hit as well. Just finished his check right through to the boards, but looked like Hyman was okay after that. So those are some of the stats from this game here tonight. Always room for improvement. But when you think about the game on Saturday, the Ducks led in a lot of the statistical categories. Well, maybe not the case here tonight, but obviously on the end of goals, that's all that matters in the end. So, all right, another couple messages here from Tony. Number one, best win of Cronin era. This is a big one for the coaching staff. I certainly agree with you. Some exciting wins recently. Kind of started around the holidays, I felt like, with some of those big wins. But this one here tonight, I do think it says a lot about the character of this team, the belief in that locker room, and also the coaching staff to prepare this team to turn around from that bad loss on Saturday, to turn this team around, get them ready for this game here tonight and this road trip. Hats off, head coach Greg Cronin. Good one and his staff here tonight. Number two, MacT erratic. Yes, McTavish in this game. I mean, 2 goals in this one, finished with +3, 2 shots on goal. Now, he has been very important to this Ducks team as of late, and honestly wasn't sure what it was going to look like with Zegras coming back in, McTavish moving down to that third line. He was going back to that center position. He's shared before that it's easier to go from center to wing than it is wing to center, but he's played so much at the center position that easy transition for him, I'm sure, to jump back into this. We saw that clearly with the way that his line played tonight. Really liked that third line. Cutter Gauthier, Mason McTavish, Sam Colangelo. Colangelo looking very strong in this game as well. There's a reason he was an all-star down with the San Diego Gulls, their success that they've had lately. 19 goals down in San Diego. He comes up, gets his 2nd of the season here tonight, so at the NHL level. So good on Sam Colangelo. And Tony's last point, not sure if my math is correct, but the 2024 Ducks Club had 27 wins, and tonight we matched that, asking for a friend. Yes, I did confirm that earlier. We did match the win total from last season. So, hey, that's pretty good because this was the Ducks' 60th game of the season. They still have a lot of hockey left and hopefully a lot of wins in their future as well. All right, another couple messages. Fizz, amazing game tonight. Zegras is back and we catch Edmonton on a slump while Leo and MacT are rising. And to top it off, Dostal was making legendary saves all night. Let's hope we can keep it going in Vancouver. Also, Draisaitl was on the ice for all of our goals here tonight. Well, it's showing that, let's see, where is Draisaitl on this chart here? I'm taking a look. There is. He's a -4 in this game, so not quite. But, yep, minus four in this game. That's what you want to see for an Edmonton superstar. But yeah, what a night for the Anaheim Ducks. And talking about how they were able to catch Edmonton on a slump. Yes, Edmonton did win their last outing over Carolina, but they came off the break on the road, losing four straight and giving up a lot of goals while doing it. You have to imagine that this Edmonton team is going to go in their locker room, take a look at where they are right now. All right. Another message here from Chris. Since the Ducks now have 61 points, do you think they will sneak in as a wild card team? Well, hey, that's a great question. And I want to be positive and say that there is a shot, because with the way this team played here tonight, I do believe that this team also believes that they should be in the running for that wild card spot. We just got to make sure that they come out with that consistent effort. And with that loss on Saturday to Chicago, I was a bit worried. I'm not going to lie. They did lead in that game in a lot of ways, but the turnovers were so concerning. Glad they were able to limit those tonight, because you cannot turn the puck over against Edmonton. Just shows the maturity of this group as well. But when you look down the stretch of this month of March, there's going to be a lot of tough hockey. A couple teams that are still ahead of the Ducks. I mentioned the standings right now. They're at 61 points. Flames holding that second wild card spot with 67 points. So ahead of the Ducks right now, Utah, St. Louis, and Vancouver. And when you look at the Ducks' schedule, well, hey, they play Vancouver tomorrow and St. Louis on Friday and Utah next week. So three important games. Not only that, but you got to see those teams losing as well, because the Ducks do sit 6 points back at this point. So, you know, I think that there is a lot of belief in this team. I have been so excited watching their progression this year, and the way that they show that fight, you feel it. You feel that this team is different, and they're finally breaking through. The leadership in the locker room is making a difference. They're playing for each other. So I do think that they are going to play meaningful games down this stretch. It's going to be tough to get in at the wild card when you look at some of those teams ahead of Anaheim. But if they're able to finish off this week strong and next week, you're playing also, in addition, I mentioned Utah next week, but you're also playing the Capitals next week. You're playing an Islanders team that's getting a little bit more improved. There's a lot of hockey left, and you hope that the Ducks have it in them to continue with this. But with the way they played tonight, I think they certainly are going to keep making a push for this. And I guess we'll see as we get down to the end of this month. But I think it's going to be an exciting finish on this season, as long as they can keep playing like they did here tonight. So if you want to listen to the Ducks next game, you can join us right here on Ducks Stream tomorrow night. And it's a later start. It's a 7:30 Pacific time game in Vancouver. So we'll have the pregame show for you at 7 o'clock. And like I said, hoping to see this same effort in the game here tomorrow. Better start though. Got to look for a better start and maybe special teams to turn it on tomorrow. But you can stick around and listen to the replay of this Ducks win tonight in Edmonton. The final score 6-2 over the Oilers. That will be on the other side of the commercial break. Otherwise, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for tuning in for the post game show on Duck Stream. Join us back tomorrow for another Ducks game, and we'll see you then.